So, the virtues in our consciousness. So our consciousness is a principal basis of imputation. We impute ourselves on our consciousness. Generally, in our subtle consciousness, there are so many potentials, virtuous, non-virtuous, neutral. If the virtuous potentials, which are the seeds of Dharma realizations, are increasing, then our good fortune is increasing. But if these are decreasing, then our good fortune decreases. When our virtuous potentials are weak, or there's no potential, then such a person has no virtuous potential. Then, between doing Dharma practice and a negative action, they'll choose the negative action. They're more happy doing negative things than they are doing virtuous things. Why? Due to lacking good fortune. Scientific method, you know, trying to help us to understand why do people do bad things? Because they have no merit. They only have negativity. So they're much happier, much more interested in doing bad things, negative things that cause them suffering. So he said, in reality, those people who right now have no opportunity to hear Dharma, to listen to Dharma, to read Dharma books, to contemplate Dharma, to meditate on Dharma, those people, with respect to this, almost the same as animals. Why? Because previously they rejected Dharma, they rejected Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. And now, as a result, they have no opportunity. Okay? In reality, it's due to them lacking good fortune. So he's saying, the same for ourselves, but he's also saying for all other living beings who have no opportunity to hear Dharma because they lack merit. Some of you know, anyway, teachers particularly know, sometimes we can teach in a location that seems like it might be a good place to teach. There are thousands, millions of people living there, but, you know, everyone's, the publicity is good, the teachings are well presented, the presentation of the meditation room is clean, it's good, it's friendly. We're trying our best to offer Kadam Dharma, but no interest. Why? No merit. Interesting, isn't it? Sometimes we know, sometimes in the wealthy areas, very wealthy parts of cities, and no interest. So we say, well, they've got lots of merit. Why aren't they interested in Dharma? In reality, they don't have merit. They're using it up on their wealth, their reputation, their position, and so forth. Even if people are interested in Dharma, they have no sincere practice. Even if they're trying to practice, the practice isn't pure. And many obstacles develop while they're practicing. So therefore, we've got to understand what is the cause of all that is lacking merit. Clearly understand the development of good fortune is very important, very important. And the best way to do this is sincerely practicing Guru Yoga, the Guru Yoga Jesongkhapa. Then our virtuous potentials, seeds of Dharma realizations, increase. Increase, increase. The more they increase, the more our meditation will be successful. And finally, we will gain realizations. Okay? So then he makes a very interesting point he makes finally. He says, so I explained all this briefly in the book, Mirror of Dharma, the little bit I read out. Yeah, he said, I explained this in the book, why we need good fortune and why we need to purify negativities and receive powerful blessings. Because then the blessings of the Buddhas of the Ten Directions will come through our spiritual guide. That's what it says in the text, isn't it? Then he says, immediately, if we do this, immediately the function is that when we read, okay, when we read and we're receiving the powerful blessings of all the Buddhas, we immediately understand. What Geshe-la is telling us is that if we collect this merit through Guru Yoga, receiving the blessings of all the Buddhas, principally the blessings of all the Buddhas, then with all these blessings, when we read, immediately, oh yeah, I understand.